This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. Let's pump it up on a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. It's 6:08. Good morning. Little chilly, but not as bad as yesterday. Told you it was going to warm up. Yeah, looking real good. U.S. blockade of Venezuela, the oil tankers. That's taking place right now. That is one of the top stories. And this is serious. You know, that is a big part of how we got involved, at least in the Pacific part of World War II. It started with we put a blockade basically on oil coming into Japan. That is the reason why they attacked Pearl Harbor. A lot of people don't know that. Blockades can be very serious. You starve people out, maybe not literally food-wise, but you starve their economy. And, well, governments get a little irritated by that.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we'll continue to follow that. By the way, it is 6:09. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I mean, we're following a lot of stories. Still, Brown University. Mm-hmm. This guy's on the loose. I hate to just pile on because I've been watching, you know, and reading a lot of stories, and it just seems like there's a lot of buffoonery, frankly. Brown University is supposed to be an Ivy League school. It's extremely expensive. Yeah. It's in snooty little Providence, Rhode Island, and they haven't spent much money on updating their security system. I think it was the state's attorney general that was appearing, and he said, well, the cameras, yeah, there's cameras, surveillance cameras, like in the newer part of the engineering building, but, you know, not many, if any, in the older part. Not many, if any, in the older part.
That's not encouraging, is it? If that's
no.
Where you're going to school.
No, it is not. And, you know, the president, she came out, the president of Brown, and spoke, and it didn't leave you with any sense of a comfort at all. She was almost upset that people would question the security or lack thereof.
Wow.
I know I've made the point before, as others have, this school has between $7 and $8 billion, billion in endowments. This is money that just sits there. And do you think that you may be able to take just a very, very tiny sliver of that and provide better security, better higher resolution cameras? And it appears, and this is interesting, older Brown building where shooting happened had no cameras, like right. I told you, but it turns out that possibly the president of the university, who has an even older home than that building, appears to be well-equipped.
Really?
For security.
So
yes.
You can retrofit an older building with security cameras that are up to date.
Apparently it's possible.
Huh. Who knew?
And so The president of the university, being president of a major university, thought that, you know, to have a secure environment in which she would live was important. And I think that that's perfly okay.
Sure it is.
The problem is, you know, when you also don't see the importance, since it is your job running a university, the importance of having maybe some of the same security measures for your students, since this is not the first college shooting that we've seen. This is not a brand new phenomenon. This has been, unfortunately, happening for a while now. But you don't see the wisdom into making sure the security side of things are taken care of. How do you get into that kind of position? And by the way, just watching her in the press conference, I mean, it's like you can almost smell the weirdo coming off of her.
Has that weirdo smell to it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know if you got close. You know.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't shampoo her hair every day for sure.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Like, you're doing a press conference.
I'm picking up the vibe here.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And whatever. The portion of the Brown University academic building where a gunman opened fire, killed two students, didn't have surveillance cameras because of the structure's age, apparently. Wow. Mm. Can you imagine? Security company comes out to your house. Yep. You know, Bob, this thing was built way back in like 82.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
we didn't have any pre-wired stuff. There's no fiber running through your walls. And be like, well, I guess today's the day. I mean,
well, you know.
Isn't that ridiculous?
There is that little technology called wireless.
No way.
Yes. They can like send signals through the air. It's magic. And they can run through a computer.
Wow.
And download it. Oh, you can see the pictures.
It's like Nikola Tesla is alive.
It's amazing.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's a bad, bad look for Brown University, no matter what. And, the local law enforcement there, we back the blue, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're 100%. And I get it. You got to be patient. And these things can take time. But it just seems like they didn't release all the video yet. Then they released some. Then they released some that was a little bit better resolution. What kind of game are you playing? Look, clearly there were witnesses that had the most up-close view of the shooter because he was shooting at them.
Mm-hmm.
Any interviews or information released from them? It would appear no is the answer. Now, you have actual eyewitnesses, not surveillance camera of some fatso walking down the, you know, No. These were actual eyewitnesses. How come nothing has been said about that? All we need the public's help. And then they show you a picture of a guy who basically is wearing like an old-fashioned Martian helmet with two eyeballs.
Yeah.
Wasn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, you're supposed to go, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I've seen him.
Yeah. Oh, and police are looking into maybe the type of glasses he was wearing, the type of shoes. It's like, oh, really? And I don't know what the reason would be to hold back anything that the students had to say that actually experienced it. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be identified.
No.
You can say, according to witnesses, it appears the guy is this and this and this. Here's something to look for. There was something that stuck out, any anomaly whatsoever that could help be an identifier. It just doesn't give you a feeling of comfort. Oh, and then the other thing they did, and we talked about this, Greg, was they kept telling the community how safe they were.
Right.
But then at the same time, they said there's going to be an increased police presence. And at the same time, put out a notice that this guy's armed and dangerous. Well, And the way they worded it, it's like we have no I love when they say it, no credible threat. Well, let me ask you this. How many credible threats did you have before the shooter killed people?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's not – is that the precursor to murder now? Credible threat?
No, we get it. If they knew who he was and they knew why he did it and who he was after, then you can say, okay, there's no credible threat because he's already done what he wanted to do. But do we know any of those things?
And then, 90 miles down the road, they had an MIT professor that was murdered in his home.
Yeah.
And already, but they know, there's no connection. You don't have a good description of the shooter. He is on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
Another murder takes place involved in academia. But you're pretty sure the cases are not connected. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I know. It's easy to sit back and...
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I do. That's what I get paid the big money for.
Well, you get paid, you know. Anyway.
Well, that's what I get paid.
Yeah.
Hey, I get paid in rubles now. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why I have a stake in that Venezuelan oil. That was going to Russia.
Oof.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. MTG, what is she up to now? Saying stupid things about Trump. Details on the way. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another awesome day. Thank you, Lord. 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Not everybody's loving on the Trumpster.
And oh, come on. Really?
Well, look, the Rob Reiner comment, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to defend it. I mean, it's Trump being Trump. He's allowed to say what he thinks and feels. I mean, it's not how I would have handled it, but, you know, it is what it is. Time to move along, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Marjorie Taylor Greene. What is she up to? Didn't she, is she going to tie the knot? I think she's going to get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But anyway, she was on CNN's The Source. You know, you got to love, like, CNN and MS Now, because, man, they love them. Some turncoat Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
If you got something bad to say about Trump, man, you get the invite like within the next 30 seconds.
And look how fast they're willing to show up.
Yeah, true too. What's her name? Marjorie Trader Brown?
Yeah.
That's what Trump called her.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, she said, I'd like to point something out. Just last week, and I think the dam is breaking. Many Republicans may not have called him out, but last week, 13 Republicans voted with Democrats to overturn one of the President Trump's executive orders, which enabled him to fire federal workers. We also saw Indiana Republicans vote against redistricting. He didn't call any of them traitors and call for primaries against them, but I would like to say that is a sign where you're seeing Republicans, they're entering the campaign phase for 2026, which is a large signal that lame duck season has begun and that Republicans will go all in for themselves in order to save their own reelections. When the host, Caitlin Collins, said, "You think the dam is breaking in terms of the president's iron grip of support when it comes to your party?" Green said, absolutely. Those 13 Republicans that voted to take down his executive order last week, literally the same evening, put on their tuxedos and their evening ball gowns and went to the White House Christmas party. That's pretty bold.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah.
Why would you want to make it so difficult to fire bad employees? Why would government employees have any protection greater than anyone else? Because if you have some sort of union representation, who's bargaining on the other side? Who's bargaining in good faith? In other words, if it's a corporation, well, the corporation is going to represent themselves and say, okay, we can give you a raise or this benefit or whatever. Or they may say, we're not in a position to do that right now. They can actually open the books if it's a publicly traded company and say, look, here's our profits and losses. What makes you think we're in a position to give you a raise? We don't want you to go on strike. We don't want to lose employees, but we're between a rock and a hard place. Well, that's never happened in government because it's not their money. Who's going to represent the people in those cases? Nobody. And so they have won themselves in many cases. Not all of them are, you know, super high paying and stuff, but they basically won themselves a job for life in most cases. I mean, unless you, yep. you've really got to be, I mean, outside the boundaries big time to get fired from those jobs. And it shouldn't be that way. If you're not performing, you know, you should be let go and give somebody else an opportunity who is willing to perform, to get the job done. So I don't know, you know, what it is. I guess if you have like a lot of government employees in your district and you're running for re-election, maybe that is a sensitive subject. But, you know, you got to break through that with logic and common sense. I mean, you make it a personal level. Just say if somebody was providing a service for you at your home and they did a terrible job or they were doing a terrible job, shouldn't you have the right to fire them? Say, hey, I'm going to bring in another GC to finish this job. You're not doing well. Well, that's what you have to try to explain to the people. You say, why should somebody be guaranteed a job if they're not getting the job done? So, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, oh, yeah, the dam is breaking.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's just mad because some of those Republicans went against the president and didn't suffer wrath.
Yes, that's what it sounds
and
like.
And she did.
Yes.
So little sour grapes or whatever you
but
want to call
she's
it.
But she's always made herself a lightning rod, and there's a downside to that sometimes.
Yes, there is. You get struck by lightning, basically. That's the downside.
Told you. See?
All righty, what we got going on here? 628 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's going to be another great day, isn't it? Come on, pump it up. It's going to be a little bit warmer today. What are we getting? 70 or something? 72?
Yeah, right
something
there.
Like that?
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Absolutely.
Welcome, my friend. 6:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. U.S. blockade right now is one of your top stories. Blockading all of Venezuela. No ships are coming or going, especially if they're oil tankers. And well, we'll see how this story develops and kind of what the big picture that the president is looking at. Yeah. Also, a shooter at Brown University still on the loose.
But nothing to be worried about. No concern to the public.
Yeah, they don't have any credible threat to the general public except for an armed and dangerous murderer. That's on the loose. But other than that,
no credible threat.
Yeah. Like there was no credible threat right before the shooter went into the engineering part of the complex at Brown and murdered a couple of people and hurt others.
I'm seeing a problem with this theory.
Yeah, the whole credible threat thing. Yeah. I mean, unless he calls in, you know, he calls in somewhere and says, hey, look, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
But since that hasn't happened, apparently there's no credible threat.
Or if they know something, they're not telling us.
No.
No, I don't.
They would never do that.
I'm just saying.
They would never do that.
Tossing that out as a thought.
Mm. Well, I've got a couple of stories from the lunatic file.
Oh, my.
One happened a little while ago, and it because of there's so much so many other things happening, the story got buried a little bit to some extent, but it's about a Georgia woman who's on a long road to recovery after 50% of her body was burned in an unprovoked acid attack as police continue to search for her attacker. According to the FBI Atlanta field office and the Savannah Police Department, Ashley Wisolewski, 46 years old, was returning to her home near Forsyth Park, and in the, I guess this is near the historic district or in it, when a man approached her from behind and poured acid on her.
That is just awful.
The incident happened around 8:15 p.m. Police are seeking an unknown male who was wearing dark clothing, and she was returning to her home when a man approached her and threw a corrosive liquid in her face.
Hmm.
Apparently, when law enforcement arrived on the scene, Wisolewski's clothes were melted.
Oh, my God.
And so were her car keys. I mean, this was a powerful, powerful corrosive acid.
That is awful.
Witnesses say that her screams were terrifying. We don't know who did it, said her son, spoke out to the Associated Press. She doesn't have any enemies. She's a friend to everyone. And there's a verified GoFundMe page organized for her. The attack left the mother with severe burns covering over 50% of her body. I mean, she's wrapped up almost like a mummy in the photo that I saw. It's heartbreaking. It really is. And what a senseless tragedy. What could be the motivation behind that? I mean, was she specifically targeted? She is an attractive woman. I don't know what her status is. Could she have been on some dating website and, you know what I mean, cross paths with some weirdo? Or was this just a random attack? I'm going to go out today and, you know, destroy someone's life and disfigure them forever because I'm a weirdo.
But we see that happen where they are random. You're right. They're random and there's not a connection. So.
The mayor said the individual they initially were looking at dubbed the Bugs Bunny guy because he had a black hoodie with a Bugs Bunny image had been identified and came in voluntarily, and he has not been detained, so they have not designated him as a suspect. He was just, I guess, seen near where the event occurred. FBI Atlanta is offering $5,000 for tips leading to information about the person who allegedly poured the acid on the 46-year-old woman. Savannah, the historic district, that whole area, I mean, I've been there many times, walked around all times of the day, into the evening, and even at night, always felt, you know, pretty safe, pretty comfortable. And this is just absolutely traumatizing.
Oh, man. I mean,
how do you defend that? Yeah. A random person approaches you and throws acid on you? I mean, there's got to be a special place in hell for someone like that.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely
beyond
the pale. And this woman is saying, you know, hold my beer. I can do some pretty stupid things, too.
Uh-oh.
This is a woman who allegedly thought it was good to shove razor blades into bread loaves at a couple of Mississippi Walmart locations.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a Texas woman arrested for allegedly shoving razor blades into loaves of bread. Camille Benson, 33, and she's a... Yeah, you'd never suspect her as... Yeah, you would.
Yeah, that's the one.
Cuffed on Tuesday, charged with attempted mayhem after customers reported finding razor blades. Now, this was at the Walmart Supercenter and Walmart Neighborhood Market in Biloxi. And as far as they know, this hasn't extended beyond that. And they've checked. They found some more loaves after two separate customers came in with the same complaint of razors being found in their bread. I guess when the third one came in, that's when they said, "Oh no, we got to check the merchandise here. Something's right." And they did find more that had been tampered with. The police department was alerted to the dangerous stunt on Monday. Police released surveillance images of Benson on Tuesday. It didn't take long to identify her as a person of interest.
Wait a minute, Bob. A crazy thought just kind of hit me here. If Brown University could be just a little more like Walmart and have some good cameras, you can catch bad people.
Yeah, it's a possibility. It definitely increases the odds of catching the bad person. But, you know, these things cost money, Greg.
Maybe Brown
University, with their exorbitant tuition and stuff, just barely getting by. And they, you know, I mean, endowments.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only amassed between, you know, $7 and $8 billion.
I'm surprised they're still afloat. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you want them to put out a bunch of money for high resolution cameras? I mean, you know, if you do the job right, all the work around the school, that could add up to $250,000, Greg.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's probably about what a 4-year degree goes for there, actually.
I think they'd make it back. I really do, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, unfortunately, we've got plenty more to talk about, but we'll try to find some kernels, some good little nuggets of gold in there, all right? Hang in there, my friends. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. So we meet here again, my friends, huh? On the radio.
What a coincidence.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:51 right now. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Your top stories: U.S. blockade of Venezuelan oil tankers. Look, they've gone against the sanctions that have been laid out. Okay, they're trying to get around them. They're trying to beat the sanctions. Finally, we said enough is enough. The shooter at Brown University still on the loose. It appears that the president of the university, she has a more sophisticated camera security setup in her home than the vast majority of parts of Brown University itself. And Brown University has a $7 or $8 million billion-dollar endowment fund. But, hey, you know, we got to cut costs. We got to run a tight ship here. It's very sad. It's very sad. It doesn't seem like this investigation is going very well. But, you know, hopefully we'll have some good news and I'll have somebody in custody or somebody who needed to be neutralized, and that'll be the end of that, hopefully. So we'll see. What else do we have going on? Oh, Sanford Police Department, you know, the area that's, you know, just, north of Orlando?
Right.
Kind of a growing city. Yeah. And that airport there gets busier and busier.
I'd love to use that one when we can.
Sanford Police Officer Ronnie Neal arrested on Tuesday on 79 counts of official misconduct.
79?
Yep, and one count of organized fraud after an investigation into discrepancies in unpaid vendor accounts related to off-duty details. You know, these guys are allowed to do basically what amounts to side work, right? The investigation found that from October 1st, 2023 to July 28th, 2024, Neal created fictitious off-duty details and charged the city of Sanford for working them.
Wow.
This led to his arrest on charges of official misconduct, third-degree felonies, and organized fraud, a second-degree felony. The investigation is ongoing, and additional charges may follow. Now, he joined Sanford Police Department in January of 2003. And here's the kicker.
Okay.
He was serving as an investigator in the professional standards unit.
Wow. Talk about irony.
Now, what if they used to call that? Internal affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just in case you don't know what it goes by now in many places.
So he's basically doing what he used to catch people doing.
Yeah.
That's not too bright.
Well,
but that's the problem. People think they're the smart one. They're the one that won't get caught because I know all the, you know.
Yeah, it'll come across my desk if there's an investigation.
Wow.
Right, but not necessarily. And the chief there, Cecil Smith, he said, betrayed and disgusted. Do not come close to describing how I feel. He chose a day after day to lie, cheat, and steal from the community that he took an oath to serve and protect, using his badge as a shield to hide his criminal acts. He has single-handedly tarnished the hard work and trust that our men and women of this agency have worked years to build and strengthen. We will do everything in our power to ensure he answers for every cent he stole and every lie he told. So, you've been around the block. You've been in law enforcement for, at least 20 years?
Yeah.
You get to a position to where they trust you to investigate possible wrongdoing by other officers. And you gain that position of trust, and then you turn around and use it to steal. It's very sad.
Well, nothing frustrates a good cop more than a bad one. Because, you know, it's like they already get enough flack from the public who are always trying to be critical, and then you get one of the bad guys, and of course that's what they're going to highlight. It's just awful.
For anybody that is trying to play a game with money, especially in the modern era, I'll just give you the one word answer, and it's always going to be just a matter of time. It's not going to be if you're going to get caught. It's going to be a matter of when, because there's this little word. It starts with an A. It's called audit. It's called audit, and yep. Most agencies, municipalities, if they're dealing with sums of money, have to even have an outside source overseeing the auditing process to make sure that insiders can't cook the books, so to speak. So, yeah, as long as there's audits, people that are trying to embezzle and steal and cheat are eventually going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess not enough people have learned that lesson yet.
I'll never forget when I was a deputy, we had a case at a local Walmart. It was a person that kind of worked in the layaway or one of the back offices that you still dealt with the public involving cash. They probably did returns and stuff back there. She would when she was putting money in the drawer, every once in a while, one would kind of,
slip into her pocket or whatever.
Never realizing there was a camera right above her looking straight down. It's like people, you're on camera.
Wait a second. Yeah. Give me a general idea about what year this was. 80-something?
That was 30 years ago. Mid-90s, yeah.
And they had cameras?
Yeah.
They had cameras?
Yeah.
Over a cash register?
Uh-huh.
Brown University, are you listening?
Yeah, pay attention.
Yeah. They're not newfangled contraptions anymore. They've been around. Wow. Who'd have known? And they're supposed to be real smart there. Plenty more on the way. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.